St. Cloud Huskies 5-1 before the final goal. You have all the pressure in there, and the puck comes back to Riley Sweeney. He's just about set to line up and take a shot because we had at least three guys standing in front of the net looking for a way to put it home, and Riley catches an edge, falls down, and Ray Camp brings it back.
2-2 the score. St. Cloud happy to be here right now after tying it up with just 37 seconds remaining. Back to the point for Sweeney. He'll shoot it purposely out. Loose puck in front of the net again. Back to the point. Can they do it here? Sweeney falls down. Oh, a 2-on-1 back the other way. Here comes St. Cloud. A pass to the high slot. Shot. Save. Rebound. Scores.
Well, Peterson gets the game-winning goal. You talk about some puck luck. I mean, they did a really nice job, I thought, of hopping on that opportunity right there. They went down full bore. Peterson with the Ray Camp with the drop pass there. Peterson didn't really mess around with it a whole lot. Took the shot. It was blocked in front, and it came right back out to him. And Jamie Phillips, who had committed to the initial shot, had really no chance to reevaluate or reposition himself on the rebound shot.
Yeah, again, you talk about just bad breaks, and, I think Riley was probably, a little stunned how wide open he was when he got the puck at the point. I mean, there was nobody from the top of the circles to him. He could have probably sat down and had a sandwich or something before he did anything with it. And, unfortunately for him, and it's tough that that happened, and it's hockey. And then even on the 2-on-1, Cliff Watson does a great job, blocks the shot, and, what happens is goes right back to the guy. I mean, everything, we just did not get any breaks in the game, Dirk, when you go through it. I mean, we really didn't. And it's too bad, but that happens sometimes. And now we have to live with that, and we have to move on. But our guys did a fabulous job in this game. And unfortunately, it came down to another bad break that worked against us. Like I said, not only did they get the 2-on-1, that might have been the only 2-on-1 they had the whole game, and we do everything right on the 2-on-1. We block the shot, and it just goes right back to him. How many times you see a guy block a shot and the puck comes right back to you?
Yeah.
So just a tough circumstance, set of events there that unfolded at that time of the game for us.
What was the locker room? I can just imagine, but can you describe the locker room after the game, Coach?
Well, it's what you imagine, it's heartbreaking and, pretty quiet. There's not a lot to say, and there's not a lot you can say as a coach at that point to your team. And, all I told them was basically that, I can't look you in the eye and say that the best team won tonight, because I don't think the best team won this game. And that's what makes it so tough. And I just told them that when they walked out of the locker room, to make sure they hold their heads high. I mean, they played a hell of a hockey game. For a team that hadn't been in the NCAA tournament for 34 years, playing against a team, this is their third year there in a row, a lot of experience on that team. We are the better team. And did we win the game? No. But did we carry the play? Yes. Did we create more scoring opportunities? Yes. Did we limit their team on what they did? Absolutely. I mean, we did everything we needed to do to win that game. Accept the finish and get some breaks. So I'm really proud of the team and the way they carried themselves, not only this game, but all year. And they brought it every night, and they brought it again on Friday night. And, I think the community and the alumni and all our fans can be very proud of this team. And I want to take a moment to thank all our fans and the community support and the university. And you wouldn't believe the number of emails. I spent the last 2 days trying to answer all my emails and texts from people, whether it's in Korea or Europe or all over the place, Dirk, that really reached out to us and wanted to thank this team and for what they've done and putting Michigan Tech hockey back on the college hockey landscape. And so I just want to thank our fans and for all their support and all their well wishes, and we're fine, and we're going to move on. We're going to, pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off and start working on next year. We're already talking about going recruiting here on Wednesday and getting after it. And that's what we need to do. We need to get better and be ready. It's a little early to start talking about next year, but you have to. But
right.
Anyway, it was a tough few few hours around the hockey team that night.
It was, and for the guys, you know, walking with them back into the arena on Saturday morning to get their equipment, you could just sense how they did not want to have to be be in that, understandably so, be in that building again, right, so soon after everything unfolded. But we appreciate it, Coach. Hang on there. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We'll talk a little bit about other games that happened in the tournament, and then we'll get to the questions. A lot of questions line up here for Coach Mel Pearson. The Mel Pearson Show continues right after this.
Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its seventh year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library. All Men's Clothing in the Dress for Success shop is now 2-for-1. That's right, buy one, get one free on all suits, sport coats, dress coats, winter jackets, slacks, dress shirts, ties, belts, shoes, and socks. This is a one-of-a-kind sale. It's 1 week only, now through April 4th at the Dress for Success shop at Michigan Tech University Images in the Memorial Union, where the public is always welcome. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93, the final Mel Pearson Show of the season. We'll have some out-of-season Mel Pearson shows coming up during the spring and summer, and looking forward to that. But the Huskies bow out of the tournament on Friday with a tough overtime loss to St. Cloud State University. Wanted to ask Coach a little bit what he thought of some of the tremendous games that went on after our game on Friday, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There really were some great hockey being played.
Well, I think there was. And this time of year, you know, all these teams are very capable teams. And, I thought this year, more than any year, the field was wide open. I thought anybody could get to the Frozen Four, and I still think anybody can win it. The game I liked that I watched that I thought was a real intense, physical, good game was the Boston University-Minnesota Duluth game. I thought that game was probably as good a game as I saw. Obviously, there's some lackiness in the Providence-Miami game where 6-2 and Miami started pulling the goalie with 10 minutes left in the game and got it all the way back to 6-5 and had a chance to put three empty net goals, you know, with the goalie pulled. So,
yeah.
Or extra attacker goals, I should say. And
what about the everybody's talking about the big diving play to keep it out of the empty net there by Miami player.
Well, and that's the type of effort you see, and that could have actually helped, you know, or could have been a big play in the game because they did have a chance to just skip by the net there to tie it. So. Some real good games. You know, Minnesota State getting beat, surprised. I mean, they outplayed them, but, you know, I've been in this tournament, like I said, a long time, and you have to score. I mean, it's really, really tough if you don't score, and that's why good, solid defense. If you get a run into a hot goalie or, you know, you can't put the puck in the net, then you're going to be in trouble in this tournament. So, but some good games. You know, that North Dakota-Boston University game is going to be a heck of a game. In Boston, in one semifinal, and then obviously Nebraska-Omaha. I don't think people were saying much about them or Providence getting to the tournament. There's going to be a lot of talk about Providence, you know, being placed in Providence and winning the regional. So some of the coaches won't be happy about that. So it'll be interesting. There's always something going on, Dirk, but some good games, no question about it.
Yeah, well, and North Dakota obviously favored. Or Boston, what would you in that game? Who do you think, Coach? I mean, they're so close in talent with North Dakota and Boston University.
Well, I think BU will be the favorite. Having said that, you know, North Dakota's got the experience of being there last year, so Should be an interesting game. Should be a real good game. You know, two good goaltenders. Both teams have solid defensemen. I think BU's got a little more depth up front. Not by a lot. So, and of course, Boston's going to be